The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Tuesday, the 21st of September, 2021, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock, we engage organizations, institutions, social and cultural leaders, and ordinary people to better understand the impact of public policy, private sector development, and emerging social and consumer trends. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. Today's show is brought to you by the Department of Inland Revenue. And to start the show, I have a brief message for you about the Public Procurement Act. Did you know that the Public Procurement Act took effect September 1st, 2021? And suppliers and vendors interested in doing business with the government will have to register on the electronic procurement platform in order to bid on jobs. Register your business today at suppliers.gov.bs. That's suppliers.gov.bs. If you need help registering your business on the e-procurement portal, contact the help desk at 604-1049 or 604-1056. This message is brought to you by the Ministry of Finance. We're going to continue our election 2021 wrap-up, look at the way forward, the first 100 days. If you want to join the conversation, you can text us on the Guardian Radio text line. That's 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Powered by BTC, standard text rates apply. Or you could call us at 323-6232, 323-6232, 325-4316, or 325-4259. Well, good morning. I got some texts I want to read from yesterday's show. I thought they were great. And I also want to say to the people on the phone, to my callers yesterday and over the last couple of days, or last few days, leading up to the election and right after the election, and to the texters, I beg your patience. The last few days, the phone lines have been filled. The text line has been filled with texts. I'm trying to manage all of these things. So if you feel like I've been impatient with you or shortened your time, I'd like to beg your forgiveness and understanding that I'm trying to figure out how to get as many callers in as possible, as well as expand the conversation as much as possible at the same time. So if it is that, you know, I feel, it's really me, if I feel that you have articulated or you've made the point or what I think is a central point, and I could be honest, I use my own bias. What I think is a very important point or a great point to highlight, if you have articulated that clearly, I may just sort of want to bring the conversation to a tighter end, and then I'll expound on the points that you made. You know, we're trying to find a way to ensure everybody could join the conversation. And we'll read this text from yesterday's show. It says, good morning. If I didn't vote for somebody, I have a right to critique them anyway. It's a reason I didn't vote for him. Don't let them derail you, Miss Green. I didn't vote for PLP either. Another text here says, good morning, Aaron. In the U.S., the transition period for the incoming president starts after Election Day and ends on Inauguration Day. That's the 100-day mark. It's not official, but it's used to determine the direction that the new administration is going. Yeah, that's an American thing. That's a very cool American thing. Now, here's a text. It says, Miss Green, please ask the PM to lower the food and fruit, the prices, I guess, on food and fruits and vegetables so we, the people, could eat. Now, that is an important point. That's a really, really important point. You see, I was listening to the end of Dwight's show just now with the guests from the World Expo that are taking a team up to represent the Bahamas. And I was thinking about all the yummy, yummy things I could have prepared to send to the expo if I did have the time. And I remembered that it's hog plum season and it's avocado season and it's soursop season. And hopefully your tree was in the right position, the right time to take advantage of all of this wet weather. And so I wanted to share with y'all just quickly some of the things you could do with avocado. First of all, have you ever had an avocado pie? Like a cold, frozen avocado pie flavored like chocolate or like vanilla or like key lime or like coconut using coconut milk. You ever had avocado ice cream? You could flavor it the same way. You ever took some avocado and mash it up and put it and season it with some curry spices and then mix it with some sautéed cabbage and then put it in a wonton and deep fry it? You ever decided you wanted pasta but you're going to be vegan so you use your avocado instead of your heavy cream? Mix it with some coconut milk. There's a ton of things that we could be doing with avocado. Not just drinking pear leaf tea. Not just eating pear and bread, pear and grits, pear and rice, pear and pasta, pear and taco, pear and tortilla, pear and salad, pear and coleslaw. It's a lot more. It gets better, and I can move on quickly. Did you know that when pears are going to rot, they are perfect for cosmetic applications? So when your pears reach the point where you can't eat it no more, where it's black and brown, do not despair. There's a cosmetologist, there's a facial artist out there who is dying to connect with you. See, there truly is money on the ground. There truly is money on the ground. So for the texter from yesterday, so it's an important text. I wanted to say, we're not just going to ask the minister responsible for agriculture, marine resources, and family island affairs, and the prime minister to lower the price on fruit, vegetables, and produce. We're going to ask them to help us create the type of infrastructure necessary and to create the cultural shifts necessary to make it viable or possible for Bahamians to benefit more from the produce that is grown locally. And that way we minimize the need for imports. And once we minimize the need for imports, then you'll see the prices begin to regulate themselves. I'm sorry about that caller. You didn't let me finish my thing. You got to let me finish my thing. Don't hang up. You got to hold on sometimes. I got two quick texts here. Marin, man, you need to release your recipe book. You want my auntie pinch me to pieces. Great, because it's really it's other people them recipe. Great show as usual, Miss Green. You think the FNM will kick Minnis out as leader? Great show. Could you ask the PM if he could lower the cost of food so they could bring the 99-cent breakfast back? I'm not reading that other one. But that second one, listen, there's a very easy way to bring the 99-cent breakfast back, you know. And the government don't have to do anything. Vendors need to come together and organize and strategize. And listen, I'd pay $1.99 for my breakfast if I knew it meant that I was subsidizing breakfast for children and people in need. Kermit, we got a caller on the line. Let's go to that caller. Good morning, caller. You on the clock.
Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Morning, Aaron. How you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How you do?
I am great, and good morning to those who live up, who wake up in the land of the living.
Awesome.
Miss Green, I don't even know where to start, but let me start by saying congratulations to Mr. Brave Davis, Philip Brave Davis, our new Prime Minister, and to Mr. Chester Cooper, our Deputy Prime Minister, and the ministers who were sworn in yesterday, and also the members of Parliament. And I want to say this to all of my people. I was out here, one of them, from 2017 to 2021, still fighting for you all, men and ladies. And my words was to each and every one of you all, when I meet most of you all on a one-on-one basis, remember the poor. Remember the poor. Those same persons that when you were candidates and you went to the doors and you heard the cries, in some cases people brought you in their houses and they opened their fridges up and show you nothing in their fridge. Remember them. And if you remember them, my candidates and whoever, I mean, my members of Parliament, if y'all remember them, y'all would be in that seat for a very, very long time. But, Ms. Green, you know something? I was saying something to someone, Aaron, and I think you will agree or disagree. A party, a political party, could only be as strong as its leader. Am I correct?
Yeah. Let's go with that. I can agree with you for right now until I see a deviance.
Let me tell you why I say that. Do you realize from I think it was 1992 from Mr. Ingram last reign, bohemian people normally voted the government. The simple fact, someone dissect and showed me it. When you see your leader go astray and you find the members of Parliament going astray with the leader and you find some trying to go on the right road, it's only a matter of time before your leader decides to cost the whole party. And Ms. Crane, it's been proven with you know,
you're telling me
like this, some people might disagree with me. With
so do it. Let me ask you a question. You think that's what happened to the FNM?
Of course, the same thing with us too before.
This lap.
Ms. Green, the same thing with us before. Let's be real. See, Ms. Green, I don't know if nobody knows DeWitt, but DeWitt like to keep it. Even when people were telling Mr. Christie to go this way and go that way, he didn't listen. When people were telling Mr. Minnis go that way and go that way, he didn't listen. Okay?
I got you. So,
and this is the end result. So, this is what happened to governments.
Absolutely. We know that over the last few elections, we have been voting people, we've been voting parties out.
That's right.
Not parties in.
In. You're tired of that party.
But hold on. Here's the nuance I want to ask just before I go to this next caller.
Yes, ma'am.
To what extent are we sharing the blame with the other members of the party?
To what extent?
Yeah, like for me, I'm not just concerned about the leader. I'm concerned about those MPs and cabinet ministers that would have sat back and watched a series or state of affairs unfold.
Okay. Hey, Ms. Green, before you go, you remember when I used to call your talk show and I used to call them the bangers?
Yeah.
Some of them bang, where they bang on that bang, 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 till they bang their way straight out of the seat.
There you go. Thank you very much, DeWitt.
Absolutely.
I got another caller on the line. Caller, you're on the clock.
Yeah, morning, Aaron. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, you know, when you stop and think about some of these things would go on, but the people get what they want, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's funny. I hope we don't hear from people in the next 2 years or so they upset, because you should be checking into the records of these individuals and you speak about leadership.
Yeah.
I mean, personally for me, the person who was elected to be prime minister, his track record and the best from the last time around.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree. He bears some weight or some responsibility for what happened in that last administration.
You see, so, it should be quiet now because everyone should be happy. Now, what I'm waiting for to hear, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I hear it going quiet now, when the fat can drop.
Ah.
See, that was a big thing on the campaign trail. When the fat can drop. Now, I want to see how long that can take. The pushback, the curfew, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so has hit the ground running. So now when the fat can drop, because, you know, people talking about bring back 99-cent breakfast and all of this. And who working out for the consumer, you know?
Yeah.
Cable Bahamas raise up your cable bill. For certain things you have that you was paying a couple dollars for, now they come and just raise it up out the blue and ain't say nothing.
Well, listen,
so
I'm sure
they're looking out for the consumers on them type of things.
I'm sure there was a notice by IRCA. The question is, are these things being published widely enough to satisfy the obligation for, you know, dissemination of information?
The whole system mix up, Ms. Green.
But listen.
Watch this. Let me go before I go quick.
Yeah, yeah, quick.
What these fellas say when they all get swearing?
They swear oath to the Queen.
And her sad ass and successes.
Yeah.
They mentioned nowhere the people of the Bahamas.
No, that's me. I'm one of
and
the Queens.
The system, you know, the whole system. That's why I'm looking to see the people who are running for political office who going to want to change the system. That's why they'd be banging on the table like they crazy because that's the system and they meet that system and they want to change
thank
it
you.
Because
look
it's
here.
Work for them.
Cousin, thank you so much. You
right.
said a mouthful. Some very awesome points. Wow. I got another call. I wish we could sort of delve into it a bit, but I agree with you. We require a change in the system. Absolutely. Man, what a wonderful caller. Thank you. Let me get to this next call. Caller, you're on the clock.
Good morning, Erwin Green.
Good morning. How you do?
I see the stop election caught our government off guard. You know all of the prime ministers and presidents are in the UN?
Say what?
As we speak, Biden talking right now.
At the United Nations.
Our prime minister needs to go up there. That's where the G7, the G20 country is with the money, all the medicine. So by him calling this off election, we're not there right now. I hope Fred will go up there soon because that's where the aid is. You get the aid when you help not with the chiefs and the billionaires and the corporations at the UN now.
So you're saying that this snap election may not have just been detrimental politically on the local scene for the FNM and detrimental locally for Bahamians generally because of the chaos it may have caused in the midst of the pandemic. But hold on. But you're also saying that, or I'm asking, are you also saying that the snap election and the timing of it may be detrimental at a governmental level, at a global governmental level.
Yes, because every prime minister and president at the UN right now.
Except for Bahamians.
But remember, our friend of season, he knows, he has a contact. So he's like that right now. He could fit in with the...
But we may have a team up there already, right? Don't we have a diplomatic team?
But they're not on the government. They're not on, like him, foreign affairs. And the prime minister...
But to some extent, we do have a presence there.
I know, but when the government shows up, it's better for government to go government and giving aid.
I feel you. Listen, I got another caller. That's a really interesting point you made. You 30 seconds.
Every election, it ain't good.
Yeah. It's not necessarily that. I think this snap election didn't work because the people on the ground, the people in the public service weren't prepared for it. The question is, in a small island developing state like this, with only 400,000 people, how do you call a snap election and keep it secret? Right? That's a big problem. I see we have another caller. Caller, you're on the clock.
What?
Good morning.
Yes. I open a debate about the size of the cabinet, you know.
Uh-huh.
He says that because of the numbers, right?
Mm-hmm.
If the PLP were to have like 20 members, they would be under 50%. You know, according to and I spoke about the convention, the convention of the Westminster system.
Mm-hmm.
The Westminster system doesn't speak to 50%. You know, or less than 50%. Of members of parliament being in the cabinet, right? And two, that's all of cabinet. That's all chambers. That's combining all the branches, all the chambers of cabinet
of the House.
Parliament, right?
Yeah. Now
it's something like 15% or 20%. You see, the convention speaks to a large majority. You see, of legislative that are not in the cabinet. You see, so until this happens, there can be no change. It's not a change. You know, what the prime minister has done is effectively appointed the legislator. He's the legislator. The cabinet is the legislator. He has the power. Right now, he has the power against the Westminster Convention to appoint the legislative branch. Come on, where does that happen? You see, that's why they call us aspirin nations.
You mean the executive branch?
Right. Look at the United States. Come on, man. How could the prime minister doesn't appoint the Senate? I mean, the president doesn't appoint the Senate or the Congress.
So let me ask you a question. Do you think the PLP and the FNM are even interested in a transition to a new style of governance?
That's why it can't be a new. That's why we can't get legislation, tax legislation, policy, nothing, no policy, nothing, no kind of legislation to benefit the masses.
So here's another question. Given the, because I got to go, I got some texts and I got to get to a break. Given the talk on the ground, like just yesterday, I heard a young person between the ages 29 and 35 say, hey, like, somebody give me a sense very quickly of what we need to do to change the way that we elect leaders. Like, young people and younger people are actively in this post-election period thinking about how do we change this. You're gone now, but the next time you call and tell me what is the likelihood you think of us making the type of transition necessary to make these changes that you continue to talk about, you know, in the next 5 years, before this next, before election 2026. And then I put this sort of general call out there. Where are the spaces where people are critiquing, debating, and interrogating these issues on a regular basis? Is there a space within the legal community where lawyers come together for fun? Right? Like, to come and reason, to come and try overstand a situation. Is there any place like that happening in the Bahamas? Because I'd like to join in, even by Zoom. Don't have to be a part of the conversation. I just want to hear what people are talking about. I got another text here. Good morning, Aaron and Bahamas. Forget about who's out. We, the people, go to elect a government, and we did just that. That's why it's called general elections. Now, texter, I mean, that's a good point. I do want to delve into what went wrong, though. I think there's still a lot to talk about and to learn from. I think there's a lot that the PLP could learn from, the examples and the lessons from this last FNM administration. But I think it's also important to note, we still have to ask the question, was the PLP voted in, or was the FNM voted out and the PLP was the next best runner-up? I see an article, a letter to the editor in today's Guardian. That's today, Tuesday, the 21st Guardian. And it's titled, "The PLP Simply Lucked Out on Election Day." And I don't know, I don't agree with the reasoning given in the letter to the editor, but it's an interesting read. I think that they lucked out because that's what we've been doing. And what the FNM has tried to label apathy from the voter. It's not apathy. Over the last 4.5 years, and previous successive administrations have told the citizen that has questions and concerns or demanding accountability from an administration, that their opportunity to engage the administration on matters like this is in the voting booth, right? And so what Bahamians have said is, if you continue to block me out of governance, if you refuse to make a space for me, the average citizen, to participate in governance, well, and I don't like what you're doing, and you won't give me a chance to say anything about it, we're just going to vote you out. We're not going to ask any questions. We're not going to do, we say, ACR, annual confidential review. We ain't doing none of that. We're just voting you out. Another text, Ms. Green, can you please explain to me what is the difference between voting a government in and voting a government out? Well, voting a government in is when you determine what their platform is, what their agenda is, and you decide that you agree with that, and so you vote for them. Voting a government out is, I ain't hearing nothing. I don't care what you saying. It don't make sense. It hasn't made sense over the last 5 years. So we voting you out. And whoever the next best candidate is, that's who we voting for. We could see the politics has devolved to the place where some people can't vote for the next best candidate. They rather not vote at all. Parliamentary registration department, we're still waiting for the number of spoiled ballots. So that's necessary to ensure that we have an accurate count. It's very necessary. It's also necessary for the passing and of information so we could get a better sense of what happened, because the politicians are going to try and tell you, like I said, the FNM are going to try and tell you that, oh, all of those voters that didn't show up are apathetic. Those are protest votes as far as I'm concerned. And I would have been upset that they didn't come out and spoil their ballot instead of just not voting. But for the COVID concerns, I appreciate the decision to protest in that manner. Now, if that's not what you was doing, you could call in or text in and tell me what you was doing. Got another text here. Aaron, your problem is people keep trying to make a point, but if you don't like it, you keep cutting them off. You really need to listen sometimes. I hear you. Yeah, sometimes I do cut people off. Sometimes I think it's clear to me that people have made the point and that they think that they need extra words to make the point. Sometimes people feel that because I'm not agreeing with them, I don't understand their point. And that's not necessarily the case either. I could not agree with you and still understand your point. But I could get to the sort of crux of the point and let's sort of move the conversation on so other people could get involved. But we can practice. I could practice. I hope we all practice. Got a caller on the line. Caller, you're on the clock.
Miss Green, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
Yeah, I listen to you all the time, and this is the first time I was ever get a chance to call, because now that the other people are in, ain't nobody blocking up the airway.
I got you. I got you.
Huh?
Yes, ma'am.
So what I wanted to say to you,
mm-hmm.
you have to remember when
mm-hmm.
you said people need to listen.
Mm-hmm.
Half of these people in this country wasn't born under the Queen, you know.
Yeah.
They don't understand the language because English is very easy, you know, and like they say, French is very easy.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to bear with these people. And we have a lot of people in this country is very challenged.
Yeah.
In terms of how they make their life. See, a successful Bahamas only can go successful if its people in the Bahamas is smart. And mind you, don't get me wrong, we have a lot of intelligent people here.
Mm-hmm.
But that outweigh the ones who only think about a 99 cents tuna and grits. You see?
Mm-hmm.
And that makes me feel like everybody is talking for me, but nobody is talking for me. I want to say to my prime minister today, there's only one thing that I want you to do is keep our country safe, keep our borders safe, and make sure that you get rid of the criminals in this country and put them where they need to be so people like me in their 70s can live and go to bed at night and not have to worry, and stop taking money from the national insurance to do other works, because at the end of the day, I've only been getting national insurance for maybe 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people are not going to be able to even get it for that because they're using it for the wrong reason.
Yes.
You know, there is many of people died in this country who died on a $40 pension, because everybody else is taking the money out there, and the older people can't get no raise on their pension.
Yeah.
The last time they gave us one, I think it was 5 or 10. So, Ms. Green?
I'm still there. Yes, ma'am.
You speak for the women in this country and educate the ones who don't understand, and you'll be doing your service.
Absolutely. Sorry about that. It seemed to be a disruption in the line. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you for sharing your concerns as a senior citizen in the country. I think this issue of national insurance is important. I want you all to hear this is an older Bahamian who has been able to enjoy the benefits of national insurance. And when I say that, she enjoying the benefits of money that she's paid into the system, you know. But asking, demanding that we pay attention to the system because she is certain that others younger than her won't be able to enjoy it in the same way that she and other Bahamians have done. I think that's a very important point as well. Now, I got a text here that says, from my texter, says, so hold on, Ms. Green, to the caller. Your caller sounds like she have a problem with the 99 cents tuna and grits. But I don't think that's what's going on there, texter. I think what she's saying is that she feels that we need to focus or understand that there are larger, more important questions or issues than the 99-cent breakfast. That's what she's saying. And so here's what I want to say. I want to say that for many, many people, this 99-cent breakfast issue is a central and is an important issue because what it speaks to is food security and food, not food sovereignty as much as food security. We enjoyed a place where I knew I could feed all the people in my family with $5. And I couldn't do that in my own home. I couldn't do that by purchasing the ingredients myself and preparing that meal. And for many people, that provided an environment where they could make do, where they could survive with the other resources and choices that they had to make. So I want to say to the caller that that 99-cent breakfast question is as important as the issue raised by the other caller about the presence of political leaders at the UN. All of these issues have equal importance, and we need to find a way to be able to bring all of these issues to the table same time. Caller, you're on the clock. Good morning, caller. You still there? Hey, good morning, caller.
You can hear me?
Oh, I can hear you now.
Okay, are you familiar with upgrades?
With upgrades?
Yes.
You tell me, because when I tell you, you can laugh.
Yes, like the dictionary, like, you know, the dictionary in the 60s, you know, it had limited information, like meaning, and then when the future comes, they have more meaning, like an encyclopedia. You're familiar with that, right?
Yeah. Updated,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, so my point is that according to the texter and the caller, like, they express, they like, oh, you know, well, you know, you just cut them off. It ain't really that, you know, it's just that, you know, you have more knowledge. Some people, they self-taught themselves. Some people, they went to college and they learned. So probably, like he say, the people who call, you know, they probably in advance as you. Because, you, like I say, I listen to you often, and you have a lot of, you know, wisdom and knowledge. And when you cut them off, that just like more words you add on to the truth at what they're trying to say.
Yeah.
So it isn't no problem now. When, like I said before, when they speak, when a person calls and they speak, we have a lot of Bahamians. Like I said, they're smart, but they don't have the extra knowledge you have. So I realize that when you cut them, you just add on extra knowledge. You understand me?
Yeah, man. And not just that, they dead smart,
yeah.
Right? They're very smart, and they've said something that's inspired me, but I'm trying to take what they've said and sort of... to brief it, put it in 10 words instead of 100.
Yeah.
And then again,
like I said, just like the dictionary, when the dictionary is upgraded from the 60s to 2000, you look at the encyclopedia, they have all kind of different meanings. So I realize you just fill it in the gap.
Thank you.
So take care.
Absolutely. And to that caller, thank you so much. And to the people he's referencing, don't think it's that I think that you're not worthy of contributing. Just trying to move the show along, man. You guys contribute and add so much. Like I tell Sparky, he is a spark. he inspires me in so many ways with things that he says.
I listen to him, too. He could speak. now. He's a speaker.
Absolutely. But listen, I got another caller on the line.
Okay, take care.
Thank you so much, caller.
All right.
Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Hello.
Hey, hello. How are you?
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning.
Yeah, I always enjoy your show. You know, the last lady text we called about the national insurance, she's totally correct, and that is a cause for concern. But what I really wanted to touch on was people who intend on advocating for these silent politicians who sat idly by and banged their hands on the desk, like David said, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let us remember, when you commit a crime, if I'm there, I am giving consent by presence, and I can also give consent by silence, which is not a non-verbal consent. So let's bear that in mind. So, you know, and the thing is about, you know, I'm not going to bash anybody, but what's the point of being smart if you're not using it to do good?
Mm-hmm.
Unlike some of the scientists who are outsmarting the sleeping global population and deceiving us, because most people don't understand the science and we're being lied to left, right, and center. But my God, we reveal all truths. Have a good day.
Thank you, caller. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Kermit, is that another call? Yeah? It's dropped. So let me get to these texts. Thank you for your patience. The text says, morning, Aaron DeWitt hit it right on the head. Bang, bang, bye, bye. Another text says, morning, Miss Green. It's interesting how a lot of this comes back to a lack of a debate culture. People think that agreement and understanding are one and the same. Likewise, people feel like they aren't heard when their viewpoints are rejected or debunked. I hope that over the next few years, we can develop such a culture that appreciates critical thinking and debate. Absolutely. Thank you very much, Texter. That's wonderful, because that's the space. My aim is to bring as many opinions and positions into the discussion as possible, but I also have a responsibility to the station, to the audience, to the wider country, to sort of be in control of that dialogue, right? That's my responsibility, but I knew and I'm practicing. Thank you. Aaron, my wife and I decided not to vote in the last election because of how Doc governed, and we remember Mr. Davis' lackluster performance in the Christie government. However, Mr. Davis seems to be off to a great start. We are watching. He does seem to be off to a great start. We're going to talk about one of these new cabinet posts in a moment. Caller, you're on the clock.
Hey, Arian, good morning.
Good morning. How you do?
And good morning to my brother, DeWitt. DeWitt is always on the money. I want to second the motion. Don't forget the poor people, the poor and the needy. Now, back to those poor, what I call small businesses. Because what I call small businesses, the status quo has a definition for small business.
Yeah.
Now, Atlantis. God bless that hotel and for all of the Bahamian people they have employed. But you know what? We are aware of how many Bahamians are employed, but we are not really aware of foreigners are employed. And for the last 2 years, since my business was a business decision between Atlantis and I was broken, the agreement, see, the agreement was broken, and I need the Bahamas.
There you go. Listen. You gotta be careful how you talk about your legal matters on the air. You're gonna prejudice yourself. And if your aim is to help other business people who you think have been caught up in the same thing you have, you're gonna do them an injustice by discussing the matter in this manner on the airwaves. You gotta be more careful and more sensitive to the nature of the conversation you're trying to have. Caller, you're on the clock.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, caller.
I love your sound advice.
Thank you.
I have a question, please.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a way that our system, I don't know if it's called proportionate representative, could accommodate, deal with the main concern.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say in our last election,
mm-hmm.
There were a two or three-way race.
Right.
So to speak. And no one person got more than 50%. Is there a system or a way that you can have a runoff in the two leading scorers, so to speak?
No, I'm not certain, but I don't think it would be a runoff. So you're saying if it's almost like a tie.
Yeah, right.
And we don't know
who's a clear winner in terms of majority of the votes cast.
I got a. That's an interesting question, because I just presumed that then the negotiations would begin, and you would get somebody to try and cross the floor. But that is a question that needs to be answered.
Yeah. And in terms of the overall percentages of the voters' list that actually participated, which is somewhere like 65%, we get a lot of percentage, but we can convert the percentage to a raw score once we know the total. That's not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But what about the faction between the winners and, so to speak, the losers? That what does the 33 the or 32 whatever seats it is for the winning party versus the 7 or how many for the losing party on top of the popular vote? What was the ratio or the fact and the proportion of the popular vote?
But I still waiting to get the numbers.
Okay.
And the official numbers, including the spoiled ballot numbers. But I guess you've gone there. Thank you, caller. Those are very interesting questions. I'm going to try and work on them. And I wanted to make a note that I'm sure I didn't spend enough time on Friday or on Monday, which is about the reporting of the numbers on election night. And I want to say to the young reporters that I really appreciated the inclusion of technology and new tech on the scene. But I want to reiterate, in fact, I'm going to try and organize a discussion because I think it's important for people to understand how powerful the raw data is and what having the raw data allows you to do, the questions that you can ask, the determinations that you could make. It's so very important to have the raw data. Caller, you are on the clock.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
You're right there. Yeah, I think what the caller was saying is that if they have new legislation, whereas if the majority of votes come in, then you may have an issue of a recall. I guess that's what he's saying. If the numbers are low,
okay,
then you may have to have a recall or a re-election. I think that's what he's saying.
Okay, so I need to confirm whether there's a provision stipulating a minimum mandatory or
right.
For...
Well,
okay.
Yeah, I don't think we have that in the Bahamas. I think in California, I think somewhere in the United States, they may have that.
Okay.
Because obviously the numbers were really low, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And so I imagine the provisions may be there. It's just a matter that we have never had to address because of our traditionally high voter turnout. Let me get to some text, Kermit. That's cool. Yeah, here we go. Text says, see why I like your show? You break down the 99 cents breakfast down to a science. But the thing with the 99 cents breakfast is this, right? To be able to do that in your own home, you got to buy all your ingredients in bulk. You got to be buying your grits in bulk by the bale or half bale, rice by the bale or half bale, tuna or sardines or whatever you eating by the case to get the best price possible on those breakfasts, on those dishes. Anyway, that's my music. We're going to go to a quick break, and then when we get back, I'm going to get to the rest of these texts. And we spend the last couple of minutes looking at the new cabinet so far. I'm excited. So stay tuned. Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Have you heard about the COVID vaccine raffle? If you are vaccinated against COVID-19, you can enter to win amazing prizes like food store gift certificates, hotel stays, beach excursions, and so much more. Even if you are previously vaccinated, you can still enter to win. The COVID vaccine is free, safe, and protects you from severe COVID-19 infections. Don't delay. Get vaccinated today and enter to win. Visit www.vaxbahamas.com to register.
I've been representing all my life. I'm getting ready to make it count this time. Since it's 2021 for your family line, you better get ready. It's about that time. So tell mama to be ready. Tell it to the whole family. The rock, the 242, the count depends on you. So tell Teddy, go tell.
What happened to you? You look like you lost your paycheck.
Man, I just realized I got scammed out of a bunch of money. They said I won this contest and just needed me to send them some money so I could collect. I mean, to expedite something. Or was it to smooth the process?
Man, you're smarter than that. Protect yourself against scams and fraud by following these tips. If you know you didn't enter a competition, you can't win. Never pay to receive a cash prize. If you're being asked, you're being scammed. Check trusted internet sites for verification of information given to you. Do not give your banking details to people you don't know. If it sounds too good to be true, it is. Monitor your bank account regularly for any questionable transactions. Get more information at GetMoneySmartBahamas.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You are on the clock with Erin Green and thank you for staying tuned. We're going to end the show with some of these texts. Good morning, Erin. Ain't no more 99 cent breakfast, $2 and up these days, plus plenty of these places can't cook corned beef or make a tasty tuna salad. Listen, listen. But we pray them strength in the Lord, and we are grateful that they have decided to try and help us, right, to be a part of our society by providing breakfast for us. Also, teach your children how to make breakfast. Teach them. This is also a strategy to alleviate those frustrations. Morning, Ms. Green, the lady that spoke to keeping our country and people safe is priority. Also, we need to protect our national insurance because of our valuable natural resources. Most Bahamians are very wise today. From the mayor of Grand Bahama, Mr. Rudy Stubbs, Freeport. Thank you very much, Mr. Rudy Stubbs. I just want to say there's a point that another caller made about the upgrade, you know, when you do a new addition because you have new information or more information to add. You know, I just want to say that the lady is of an era, and the key is to understand the connection between my era and her era. No, I wasn't born under the Queen, but you don't see me and hear me. I don't sound like I's an Anglophile. I was born in a culture of Anglophilia. That's when you'd love the Queen more than anything else. That's how I was born and raised in. Anyway, caller, you on the clock.
Good morning, Miss Green. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you doing?
Yeah, I believe I was one. Thank God for life as usual. Good morning to your listeners. I believe I was one of them callers them. Must be a couple minutes before 11 Friday. You was hot, and I think one of the points, the real point, what I wanted to say, thank God for people like you and others who are on the radio to keep the politicians and to keep us as a people, like, you know, sensitized to things them what need to be done or really look at what everybody ignoring what right in their face. And, you know, some of the things what you did point out about the PLP when they was there, you said some of the things what they could have done and stuff like that.
Yes.
I did really, really respect. I said, it's a smart lady, you know. She ain't talking no foolishness. She talking sense, you know. Issues what really could be done without you being in power. Now they in power, Erin.
Mm-hmm.
We depending on people like you and me and others. And in spite of, I know I support the PLP and I voted for them. I consider myself as a nationalist and a PLP, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We got to keep their foot to the fire. We can't allow them to do what they want to do. We got to make sure they remember that it's about the people. They just servants, you understand?
Right.
But I still congratulate them, and I'm happy, and I'm glad we got rid of those other rest of people, you know?
Yeah.
I'll tell you one other time, maybe whenever I get to talk to you off the line,
yes,
how
sir.
It really made me feel in the last 4 years when they're in power. But one of the things I say congratulations to Miss Martin in education, and I know you would agree with me that she will do well.
Oh, yeah.
You think she will get along? You think her and Melinda Wilson, the president of
Melinda,
the teachers?
Yeah, man, because I think at the end of the day, both of them are concerned for the state
yes,
of education,
yes,
the
yes.
state of the teachers, and more importantly,
yes.
the state of the children.
I'm expecting good things out of Miss Martin, you know.
Yes,
she's a decent person, and I know she's all about doing things the right way, and she respects human beings. So those teachers, them, I'd be surprised if we have any problems. I know you can't satisfy everybody. There'll be some things then what people ain't agree with, but I expect some good things. And the one with Wayne Monroe being National Security Minister,
uh-huh.
I don't know who all expected it, but I think whatsoever the leader do, the prime minister do, we need, listen, he got the answer for everything and make sure they keep in line. And like I say, people like us, we got to keep them in line. Wayne Monroe, he was a lawyer for a lot of people, and I'm not sure if those officers who coming back, he was the lawyer for them. But let me say, since I say they shouldn't have come back and, you know, they should have stayed where they was, let me say congratulations to them, and I hope they continue to do good. I mean, I'm going to say it this way. They get the opportunity now,
yeah,
whatever people's opinion is, to even be better.
Absolutely.
And to do good. I know it's a short time. Who ain't get 5 years, get 3 years or whatsoever. So I just hope they do good for the office.
Absolutely.
You understand? Keep up the good work, Aaron.
Thank you. Absolutely. Thank you very, very much. And thank you for the point that you made, right? Some people are going to see it as complaint. Other people can see it as free consultation. I see it as we have a constitutional obligation to not just keep their feet to the fire, but to provide constructive critique and response to what it is that they're doing. That's our job while they do their job. Like I say, some people call it complaint. I call it free advertising. Since you hear that music. It says, I thought English was easy until I did linguistics at COB. Semantics and writing is more technical. Think, delve into it and see for yourself. You can see I made a mistake right there. Hi, Aaron. The government uses import duties to boost revenue. This is all the more reason that income implemented so that the duty can be taken off of essentials like food. The existing system is plain wicked. Aaron, I'm so happy that the FNM lost for being arrogant and pompous. I'm also happy that Dwayne Sands lost his seat. Otherwise, the FNM fans would have said that Sands needs to be leader. Thank you for your text. I'm going to save that one. So almost a whole show. Aaron, because of the snap election, our country can't be left out at the UN. So that means Mr. Mitchell has to quickly write a good speech for Brave to speak at the UN when it's the Bahamas' time to speak and tell the world about our plea. Aaron, that's where the movers and shakers of the world are right now. That's why I asked the question about the impact of this snap election. We're all out of time. Try to get those texts in. I'm glad that we got as many callers in as possible. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about the new cabinet. I really love the Minister of Agriculture, Marine Resources, and Family Island Affairs. Maybe now we have the opportunity to see what development looks like if we let the family island imagination drive it. What a wonderful time to be alive in the Bahamas. Thank you to my producer, Kermit. Thank you to my awesome callers and my awesome texters. It's 11 a.m. Levon Miller is up next, so stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.